There is a pop group in the world, in Germany actually, 1975, maybe you may know, Bonnie M is one of the most popular pop group singers. One man and three women, they gathered together to make the one pop group in Germany, 1975. 1978, they released a very popular song named Rivers of Babylon. Rivers of Babylon. Actually, when we listen to that music, the melody was good. But the content is totally based on Psalm 137 from the Bible. It's almost the same. If you look at Psalm 137, you could find the content. It's all about the life in Babylon of Israelites. The people of Israel, they were captured by Babylonians, and they deported from Israel to Babylon, the alien nation, and they spent their life for 70 years there. But many people might think they could enjoy the plenty of food because Babylon is plenty of food. Well, yes, it's possible. And also the Psalm 137 mentioned that they are established their life by the river, means they could enjoy the plenty of food in their life. But in 137 of Psalm, we can find that they struggled with one very important issue that was about their faith. The people there, they asked them, Israelites, to sing a song. You have many songs for your God, and choose one for me, and sing it to me, like that. It's, well, I believe it's a sort of a painful moment for them, because they believe the songs, psalms, are only for God. They believe that, even though they sinned against God. That's irony. They sinned against God because of their sin, they were there. It's punishment, but they have a heart to sing their song only to God. So if they ask, keep asking, sing a song, choose one song for me, they were struggling with that situation. So everything related to that is written in Psalm 137. So in other words, the people in Babylon, they struggle with many issues. Physically, they could enjoy the plenty of food and plenty of life. It's much better than Israel. But spiritually, they are struggling with their life. I mean, the situations there. Just because the reason why I mentioned this background before get into the text, this text doesn't tell us those kind of things, but just showed us a little bit of it, like a clue. But this text is all about King Nebuchadnezzar. The mention here is anything from Daniel. It's from King Nebuchadnezzar. The decree he made is all about chapter 4. So we can see the things related to King Nebuchadnezzar here. But under his throne, there were many Israelites, the believers, and they struggled with their faith. So I want to look these two things at the same time when we go through this text. But and also wanted to add one more perspective, one more thought. It's God's. So want to understand this, the text or the situation clearly, and how could we rely on our life, our Heavenly Father. That's what we want to share from this message. The content is very simple. Let me try to make it clear first. Nebuchadnezzar the king got another dream. We remember he had one dream, but he couldn't remember what his dream was even, right? Long, long time ago. So he called his wise men, but no one could tell the dream, not even interpretation. But Daniel could do that. not by his own power, by God's power. We knew that. But a couple of years later, maybe more than 10 years, this thing happened here. God gave him another dream. And this time, Nebuchadnezzar remembered what his dream was. So he thought, in this case, his people could interpret his dream because he could tell what his dream was. Even though he told his dream, his people couldn't interpret it this time too. So Daniel came and he interpreted this dream. The dream was very simple. There was a big tree from bottom to top. The top is to the heaven. It's like a great pillar from the earth to heaven. We cannot imagine that kind of big tree. Anyway, the king saw that kind of big tree, and it was very, there were many fruit and many leaves. So man and beast or animal or birds, every living kinds could rely on the tree. According to Daniel's interpretation, the tree is the king. So the situation, the current situation is the picture, tree, and under him, every nation rely on. And then one angel came from heaven and chopped down the tree and left the stump only for 7 years suddenly. So the tree just being chopped down, there was no power could hinder that process. And 7 years later, if the tree or the stump realized that the heavenly one, the most high one, could control the earthly or the human nations, then, only that moment, there is a chance to grow up again for the tree. So Daniel interpreted this. King Nebuchadnezzar, you should repent your sin. You oppressed the people in your nation for building up your kingdom strong. So turn to God and repent your sins. He mentioned that in verse 26. So today's text is 28 to 37. So it's out of our text. But anyway, that's important background. But after 12 months, you know, when we read verse 29, at the end of 12 months, in other words, spend 1 year without repentance, the king. This is a real situation, not a dream from here. He was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon and 30th, and the king answered and said, "Is not this great Babylon, which I have built by my mighty power as a royal residence and for the glory of my majesty?" Here, we can see the king Nebuchadnezzar was arrogant. So arrogant, he believed. By his own power, built his kingdom in that way. This much. The kingdom was very fantastic, you know, based on the historical fact. Many archaeologists prove that the Babylon, now Iran and Iraq are both it's the same territory of Babylon. The king Nebuchadnezzar built hanging garden. The hanging garden is very similar to a pyramid. It's very big structure, which is sort of the one of seventh mystery, the ancient mysteries. Very big structure, like a 30-story building height, and looks like a pyramid, but every story, it has trees and water. Amazing garden. This king built it. So nowadays, that place is in Iraq. Anyway, the kingdom, it's amazing. You know, the king in Israel, they cannot compare this Babylonian kingdom. Anyway, so he believed, "This kingdom was built by my own power." He confessed in that way in verse 30, without repentance, without confessing God or heavenly, the Most High, is giving me the power or chance to rule over my kingdom. Rather, he just confessed, this is mine. I built this kingdom with my power, like that. So the following verses shows us the what God gave in dream is clearly or exactly realized in his life. So he lost his reason suddenly. If you look at verse 31, look at this, very interesting. While the words were still in the king's mouth. In other words, we could say at the same time. When he is speaking that thing at the same time, what happened? There fell a voice from heaven, O king Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you, and so on. So the king lost his reason, any authority to rule over his kingdom from that moment, and spent 7 years without power, without reason, actually. So as God promised or foretold, he ate grasses like ox. And the feature is like animal or beast, and spent 7 years. The wonderful thing is 34, I'm sorry. At the end of days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven. Think about this. For 7 years, the king Nebuchadnezzar couldn't have time to look up his eyes to heaven. Can you imagine that? But suddenly, one day, we don't know why, but he lifted his eyes to heaven. How? Yeah, we believe God made it. God did that for the king. 7 years, after 7 years, God made him lift his eyes to heaven. In other words, to realize or confess the Most High. As he said here, the Most High is for his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation. So here we can see the king Nebuchadnezzar knew that his power is not his, came from God. He confessed that. So this decree is all about that. And he pushed his people, you should remember this too. It's not the private confession. Rather, it's public confession. Only once we can find here. But amazing. It's sort of a law of Babylon. He released this decree in this way. So the Most High. God is the Most High. Means higher than me and higher than his gods, pagan gods. But as I said before, so we can see here the arrogant king became the humble king by God's grace. But at the same time, as I said, he oppressed many people in his kingdom. That was a problem. So Daniel rebuked him and asked him to repent his sin. For 12 months, as I said. But he didn't do that. So people there, including Israelites too, Babylonian as well as the Israelites, they were oppressed. They should be used as a tool, instrument, to build up his kingdom, like physical buildings, like hanging garden or something. Many structures. Among them, the Israelites, they are oppressed, but they are discouraged too. Because, as I said, people around them ask them, sing a song for me. Let's enjoy your songs, even though it was or they were written for your God. But now your God is nothing. So pray for me. I am powerful than your God. Like that. Then, spiritually, they were struggle with those kind of situations. So we have two different groups. One is king, arrogant king. The other is discouraged people of Israel. So I believe they have thought their own thought. King has his own thought is arrogant thought. People, they are discouraged people. Not humble people, actually. It's discouraged, just discouraged. But the third thought or opinion or will we can see here, it's out of our text, but 25 tells us, God's will in this way. Let me read it for you. Till you know that the Most High rules the kingdom of man and gives it to whom he will. This is the thought of God. In other words, why God gave this dream to the king? To announce the important, unchangeable fact. That is, the Most High God, Heavenly Father, the Most High God, rules over the kingdom of man and gives it to whom he will. In other words, without his permission, any kingdom could not exist. So here, we have three kinds of thought. Arrogant thought, discouraged thought. The other, the last one, is absolute, powerful, and everlasting thought of God. So I could interpret this kind of things in this way. You know, when we continue to think this text, we can see two different groups of people, arrogant people and discouraged people. And we can also apply this thought in our life. One is the arrogant people, arrogant situation or discouraged situation in our life. People like us, even though we are believing in Jesus Christ, in our life, sometimes we are arrogant. Before people, sometimes before God. You know, sometimes we realize it, or sometimes not. We just pass it. But not that case. That case is not everything. Sometimes we are discouraged for various reasons. Sometimes before people, but sometimes before God. God, I cannot do this like that. And I am exhausted like that. Or, God, I can do that. It is a piece of cake. I could do that like that. Arrogant or sometimes discouraged, we are facing. But this text tells, the point is not the king. The point is not the people. The point is God himself here. God gave the dream and he read every steps. And at the end, this king confessed the real faith. The Most High should be praised like that. So, I believe, if we are in arrogant situation, moment, we don't know when, but sometimes, then, you know, this text tells us, remember the highest thought of God, God's will before him. In other words, repent. And on the other hand, we can see the discouraged moment in our life. I can't do this like that. But, you know, remember, the situation is very funny. From, not in this text, but from the beginning of Daniel, we can see different amazing things. When Daniel and his three friends, chosen by King Nebuchadnezzar, it was a miracle. And then they spend their life for their education period. They eat water and vegetables, but they were better than others, right? That's a miracle too. And Daniel interpreted the uninterpreted and unknown dream. And also, his three friends show the amazing miracle. They are alive through the fire, right? Those kind of things, just imagine that. In Babylon, even though the Israelites were captives, they were able to be proud of their God because their God is powerful in their history. And here also, the king spent 7 years without his throne. In this moment, Israelites could understand, oh, our heavenly God is still alive like that. If we are discouraged, how could we be encouraged? Based on what we have? No. The text tells us God himself. If we remember what he has done for us in our life through Christ Jesus, then we know and we can confess based on our Heavenly Father, we are able to encourage it. So if we are arrogant, we are to repent our sins and turn to God, humble heart, with humble heart. But here, if we are discouraged for various reasons, then we should be encouraged, not based on what we have, but based on our Heavenly Father and His power and His grace. In the Bible, continually tells us that His thought is higher than ours. So let's read together Isaiah 55, 8 to 9. For my thought, let's together, all not are not your thought, neither are your ways my ways. Amen. And we have another important verse, Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah was in Israel, and Ezekiel, another prophet, was with Israel people in Babylon. But by God's grace, Jeremiah wrote this message for the people in Babylon, even though he was not there. Amazing. So 29 is all about them. But here is the core verse, is 11. So let's read it together too. For I know Amen. For the Israelites in Babylon, they lost their hope for, you know, spending like as they spend 7 years. But through that moment, you know, God was trying to show himself in Babylonian history, not based on their acts. No, God just directly showed himself through the Babylonian history, as we can see today. And he added this word for his people like that. My plan for you is not for evil, it's for welfare. And to give you a future and hope. They lost or they are discouraged. But God wanted to encourage them continually through that difficult moment. So that God, the Heavenly Father, is our Heavenly Father. He is encouraging us when we are in discouragement. So with this will or his thought, I hope all are benefited, because sometimes we are arrogant, then we can come return to him. Sometimes we are discouraged, then we can come to him again for being encouraged to be able to live our Christian life. So I bless you with this word to be able to stand up again for God's glory, even though you are in trouble. I don't know what kind of trouble, what kind of problem you have. But if we are in that moment, then with this word, you are be encouraged to stand up again for his kingdom. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, thank you for this wonderful message. Even though words are a little bit hard to understand, but the structure wise, we can understand there are three kinds of thought. But the two thoughts, the arrogant thought,